This is Mark. Let me begin by saying that this particular episode has nothing to do with tech support, or anything productive. So if you are in a busy office or you're working out and you want to improve yourself by learning more about technology, this is not the episode to listen. This episode I'm doing just to kind of catch up on what's going on with me and maybe just to air out some things that I find kind of fascinating. I'm maybe talking it out with you. So here we go. As some of you may know, I have, I'm not particularly overweight. I'm probably in pretty good shape, but I have always struggled with my weight. It has always been a challenge since I've been over 30, just to keep in shape and I've done really well. I kind of go up and down. I range from a low of 195, I think about 2 months ago, I may have been up to as much as, well, I don't know if I trust a doctor's scale. Who the hell can trust them? I think it was 220, 228. And then the last doctor's visit I went to, I was back down to 224. And I think I'm down to 220, 219, maybe 218. All right. But in order to do that, in addition to exercise, I have to watch what I eat, which makes a lot of sense, except I love to eat. So over the last week or so, I've really been doing well on watching my weight. I must admit, I've been really proud. But as some of you may also know, if you tune in every now and then, or you read some of the things, or you follow me on other podcasts, I've been going through some issues, as many of us do. And for whatever reason, I don't know what happened this weekend, this past weekend. This is a Monday I'm recording this on. I don't know what happened, but this past weekend, I did really well up until Friday. Okay, and then all of a sudden, I just lost my discipline about eating. I don't know what happened, but it just started happening. And it didn't happen all at once, but I'll get to the most recent incident, which happened last night around 6 o'clock, maybe 6:30, I can't remember, but I had barbecue chicken, which is really good. I may have had barbecue chicken the night before. In fact, I think I had steak the night before, but whatever. I ate twice as much as I should have on Saturday night. And for no other reason than that I just wanted to eat it. I mean, I was full after the first, helping or whatever. And it just was too good. The mashed potatoes and the sour cream, hubba hubba, with all the cheese. And it was so good, All right. And then, of course, I had to have dessert. And for dessert, I had 8 cupcakes. I know, it's disgusting. All right, so, and yes, I had to wash it down with some soda. I think it was, I don't know what I had, Orange Crush or something, the drink of champions. So that was all right. And then on Sunday, and I didn't sleep well, okay? I think I had some nightmares, but nothing really bad, because I don't know, for those of you who may have been raised in the South, or your parents, if you remember, if you eat right before you go to bed or something, it will give you more vivid nightmares. And for anybody who knows me at all knows I'm notorious for all my nightmares, and they're pretty bad. Some of them are kind of stupid. But anyway, on Sunday, I was trying to watch my weight. I ate a big breakfast, and I thought, well, and I should have stopped. That should have been around 10 o'clock, whenever it was I got up. I can't remember now. I should have stopped eating the rest of the day, but I didn't. I started munching, okay, on grapes. I got these grapes over here at Sam's Club. Oh, my God, they're so good. And then I picked a watermelon out, and, it's very hard to find good watermelon in California. It just is. And I think I won't get into the reasons why. But every now and then, I learned from my grandmama, so I know how to do watermelons. I picked a really, 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 really sweet one, right? So I'm munching on that a little bit. And then it just went on and on and on, and I was just kind of thought, well, I won't eat supper. But then I had some leftover barbecue chicken, right? And I had a couple of more potatoes. So I started eating, and this is around 6 o'clock, 6:30. Now, at this point, I know I'm heading toward a cliff. I know I should stop. And this is just gluttony. And I haven't done this in a long time. So, yes, I know there are people starving in Africa. Okay, so I apologize for that. But what can I say? And then I had some leftover cupcakes. And by the way, for those of you who are interested, this was yellow cake with vanilla buttercream icing. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right. So I'm eating, and I got some ginger ale, and I'm washing, and I'm trying to make myself feel less guilty because I'm drinking water along with it, right? All right. So I'm bloating like the mighty Mississippi at this point. I'm done eating, and again, I've been doing so well. Okay, my tummy looks like a big balloon, and I'm thinking it's going to be okay because I still have work to do. It'll be a long time before I go to bed, and you know what? I'm not going to have any nightmares. That was my second mistake after eating. So I'm in this place. I'm in a home, and it has central air. And I go to bed. I'll skip some of this, and I go to bed. And I don't know, for those of you who have central air, but it really is expensive to run it, especially when it's hot. But I like to have my house cold, okay? I live in California, but I hate the heat. Kind of interesting, don't you think? So therein lies a conflict. Usually, I keep the temperature reasonable. But for whatever reason, maybe it's because of my tummy was processing all this food. But it was really hot, or at least I felt hot. So because I had a really big bill last month, I thought, okay, I'm going to turn the central air on, but only by degrees, so that it would, you know, kind of go off and on, but not, because I usually get it down to cold. I mean, cold, okay, like, you know, 54 degrees cold. So I'm in bed now, okay, and it's been 5 or 6 hours, and I'm thinking I'm safe, right? But of course, I'm not. But because I was very careful about the temperature that I set on the thermostat, every time I got, from the time I went from the temperature control to the bed, I'd lay in bed, put the covers over me, and the damn thing would go off, right? So I'm like, damn, right? I mean, so, and I'm trying to make my life a little easier, okay? The problem is, every time I go by the thermostat, I also got to go by the kitchen. See what I'm saying? So, I don't know how I remembered this, but around 11, 12 o'clock, I don't remember when it was, but I realized, gee, I still had some more of that watermelon, right? And so I went in the refrigerator, and yeah, I've already cut it, so I don't have to dig into it. And I just started eating and it was so sweet. And then I said, okay, that's it. So I run back and I got remember the thermometer, the coolant's on now. I go lay back in bed, put the covers over my head, and about 2 minutes later, zoom. I'm like, oh man. So I get up again. The second time I get up, I realize, you know, there's a bag of potato chips, a big old bag of barbecue chips, that I thought was almost near the end. And I'm one of these people where I can't stand having a bag of chips with little crumbs in the bottom. You know what I'm saying, right? So I go in there thinking, okay, and by the way, this bag is so big. And for those of you who know this, instead of being smart and cutting the bag, I end up rolling it. You know when the bag is almost empty and you just start rolling it down? Right? It took me longer to roll the bag and unroll it to get that little bit of crumbs than it would have if I'd just thrown the thing away. But anyway, this is my third trip, I think, back to the kitchen. And I got the thermostat on, I mean the temperature on, the air conditioner on. I unroll this bag, you know, unroll, take off the clip, you know, that sort of thing. Okay, I put my hand, and remember, from the time I was laying in bed to the time I got back to the kitchen, in my mind I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and knock off this bag of chips because it's just going to get stale anyway. And I was kind of hungry, but not really. I just wanted something to... wanted something. I don't know. You ever get in those scavenger hunts where you just nothing in the kitchen can satisfy you? All right. So I thought, well, maybe some barbecue chips to finish up the crumbs. But when I got into the bag, I realized there was a lot more than just a few crumbs. But by that point, in my mind, I'd already had the mission that I was going to knock off the bag of chips. So instead of being bright and smart and saying, you know, this is a bad thing, Mark, stop. I go, well, I was going to knock them off. They're going to get stale eventually. So what do? I sit down right there and start chomping on them, right? And of course, because they're chips, that makes me thirsty. So I go back in the refrigerator and get another pop. Okay, so now I know, in my mind, I'm thinking, this is really, really stupid. But whatever, I mean, I finish off this bag of chips. I got it all. I mean, I got it all. Do you hear me? So I take, and it, I always just, I'm the mission accomplished. So I put it back. I throw the bag away. I didn't even finish all the soda in this can. I just couldn't believe this. And again, I go get me a bottle of water, or drink a glass of water, kind of make myself feel less guilty. So I run back, walk back to the bedroom. I get in the bed. This is not a joke, and I'm not making this up. 3 or 4 minutes, boom, air conditioner goes off. And I'm thinking, that's it. I'm done. I don't care how much my electric bill is going to be. I'm going to crank this bad boy down to about 30. And I don't care because I'm sick. But you know what? The energy it took me to get... I mean, we're looking at 1 o'clock in the morning by this point. Okay. And I think I'm leaving out 2 more trips, during which I had some grapes. So finally, we're looking at maybe 1:30 in the morning. I'm totally disgusted. Okay, because I've eaten, I left out something. I think I just started scavenging through the kitchen. I'd eaten, I think I had a couple of chocolate chip cookies, the last two. I'm one of these people where, you know, if I don't finish it, it just irks me until it's gone. And I'm thinking, you know what, that's okay, I'll be all right. Now, I know at this point I should just stay up all night because I know what's about to happen is going to be vicious. All right. So I get in bed and I, you know, I clearly I fall asleep because I'm bloated in my stomach and I go to sleep. This is where the fun really begins. All right. So I'm in this dream and I got to tell you, I had nightmares. And in the nightmare, the basic theme is everybody was hitting me with ping pong balls. I it's so weird. So I love Star Trek. No secret there. All right. And I haven't watched an episode of Star Trek in about a year. And I own every live action episode. So it's not, but I just haven't. You know, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I need more security, whatever. So, and I'm going to have to fix that. Oh, I know why. Because I haven't ripped them to my iPhone yet or anything. And I don't know. I could watch them on a TV set, but then I got to go open them up, blah, 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 whatever. Okay. So I'm at DS9, for those of you who know. I'm on the space station, which is kind of where I've always wanted to be. You know, it's where Quark and Odo and all this stuff is. All right. Cisco, everybody. All right. And I'm like, I'm in the dream, and in the dream, I'm at a replicator where they're making food, and it won't make whatever I want. And I turn around, and apparently I haven't paid my bill on the station, so Quark and all the guys are just throwing ping pong balls at me. It's like, what the hell? So I'm running through the space station, which would never happen because it's awful dark, and as you know, I don't see that well, and I'd probably run into something. But so I see Cisco, who's the captain, right? And a black man at that. So I'm thinking, what's up, brother? You know what I'm saying, right? But Cisco looked at me like, what are you doing here? You know, I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is looking bad, right? So this admiral comes on board who's sitting, and she's, you guys would know her, she's gorgeous, right? And I've always had kind of a crush on her and everything. I'm thinking, oh, this might work out. So I'm thinking, you know, hi, my name's Mark, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, hi, are you a new, blah, blah, new member of the crew? I said, yeah. All of a sudden, she says, well, I have a package for you. And I say, what's that? She takes out of a, it's not a purse, but it's some kind of Star Trek-y thing where she's got this box. And she starts pelting me with ping pong balls. So I'm thinking, this is not good. So I run down to security, where Odo, you know, the shapeshifter, okay? And he's mad at me. We're going to lock you up. So this is just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. All right. So I don't know what happens, but oh, I know what happens. And then some Klingons or something start attacking the station. They blow apart the station and I'm left out in space. All right. And I'm thinking, damn, this is not good. At this point, I realize it's a dream. Truly, I do. But even though I know it's a dream, I don't know it's a dream, which makes no sense, except that it's absolutely true. All right. So I don't know. I'm going to shift gears for just a second and tell you that there's a few women in my past, and yes, this would always come back to women. There are a few, very few women in my past about whom I wish I could redo things. You know, maybe it didn't go so bad. I wouldn't have been so judgmental, or maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, we're talking years and years and years ago. I'm not going to mention any names. I will say she's now working for NASA, but anyway, who cares about that, right? So every now and then, maybe once or twice a year, I think, kind of dream about it. Nothing smutty, nothing bad, but in the dream, you know, I go to her office or the space station, where the hell she may be, and she's like, oh, Mark, I want to take you back. I know you didn't mean it. Okay, so you need to understand this is my history with the dream about this particular girl, all right? So when I'm floating through space, I think, gee, I haven't dreamt about so-and-so lately. All of a sudden, boom, right? I'm right where I want to be. I'm outside her office, which is what the dream starts. I'm no longer wearing a Star Trek uniform. I'm just wearing, I'm looking good in my suit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's a black on black on black with a white tie. And yes, I'm wearing a fedora. Don't ask me why. It's just the way it is. I don't have a pipe, okay? But I look good, okay? Got my dark sunglasses on, and I'm just, and I got a big, huge thing of roses, okay, in my hand. So I'm thinking to myself, in my dream, this is going to be okay, because I know what's going to happen next. In the dream, I say, she opens the door, and she goes, oh, I've been waiting for you, and all these astronauts I couldn't care less about, and you're the only man, blah, blah, blah. So this is where I'm thinking it's going, right? Okay, and remember, I've eaten all this food. This should have been my warning. So I knock on the door. And, you know, in my mind, of course, I'm playing, in the background of my dream, sometimes there's music. And this particular dream, it's, what's his name? Marvin Gaye going, let's get it on, let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, it's going to be good. No smut. Not going to be smut. Okay. So she opens the door, looking just as good as she wants to look. And long hair and everything, you know. Oh, Mark, where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. You look so good to me, honey. And I'm thinking, this is going to be okay. She goes, oh, are those flowers for me? I'm thinking, yeah, well, who the hell will they be for? So I go in her office, and I'm sitting in, and she's, you know, telling me, you know, my life hasn't been the same. Yes, I make $1 million, but it means nothing without you. Because talk about a dream, right? So I'm thinking, and she goes, will you please take me back? And I'm in the dream, I'm thinking of thinking, yeah, I'm just sitting there kind of, you know, got my hand on my hat, just kind of going, yeah, considerate, yeah. You know what I'm saying. And she goes, and I said, yeah, I guess we can get back together and everything, right? Everything's going great. And she goes, oh, something came for you. It's funny that you're here today because something came for you. I thought, well, what would it be? She hands me this ping pong paddle. And I'm thinking, what the? Next thing I know, what do you think's happening? She's behind her desk with these big blue ping pong balls and starts pelting me. What? I'm telling you. And I'm running. listen. I'm like, ah! So I run out of the office. And by the way, when I ran out of the office, for some reason, I kept the flowers in my other hand. It was just really weird. But she's chafing after me with these ping pong balls. And the balls are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's so weird. And so the next thing, and I'm almost done. The next thing is, and I'm thinking, you know, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. And then, believe it or not, this really happened. I look up and I see this huge can of, Canada Dry. An open, empty can, but it's a human-sized can, right? And it's just there. And I run into this ice-cold can. And then I wake up. Now, what does this mean? I have no clue, except to say the following. It was a bad, bad night. All right. I guess that's the end of it. That's all. I just woke up exhausted. But the air conditioner was on, and that's really all there is to it. Yeah. Interesting, huh? I don't know. But having Cisco on the space station turn against me, that hurt. You know, that just, I've always thought if there was one place I'd be safe is on DS9 or Deep Space Nine. You know, I gave up on the Enterprise a long time ago. But I always thought that on DS9, a brother could find a place. And apparently, it's not. I guess that's all, my friends. That's it. I think it's going to be a good week. I hope you found this somewhat entertaining. If not, you probably found it extremely disturbing. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.